If you are wondering how the news in the Middle East impacts your life, you've come to the right place. I'm your host with the Mideast Update, Joshua Spurlock. So the situation in Syria just keeps getting worse, and the United States is currently getting more and more concerned. First off, this week, the Syrian Prime Minister was reportedly targeted in a bomb attack in the Syrian capital of Damascus. He survived the blast, which was reported by the state Syrian news group Sana. Now see, if true, this bomb attack on the Prime Minister highlights the progress that the rebel forces have made in the civil war against the Syrian government. Now, that raises questions about how much longer this war will continue to last. Rebels are making progress, they're fighting the government, now they're targeting major officials in this nation's capital. We'll see how much longer the war continues. Now, if it would end sooner, that would be a great thing for the United States and Europe, because they're currently spending hundreds of millions of dollars helping the rebels and providing humanitarian aid to Syria, which has millions of refugees. Now, in case you missed that, your government has likely sent millions of your tax dollars to Syria. Now, on top of that, the Washington Post is now reporting the United States is currently considering sending weapons to the rebel forces as well. Now, the rebels have asked for anti-tank and anti-aircraft weapons. Here's a safe guess that your tax dollars will be paying for those weapons too. But then again, maybe that's a good thing if it can end this war and hopefully lead to some real peace in Syria, especially since concerns about chemical weapons are only growing, and the U.S. President Barack Obama this week so that chemical weapons being used by the regime and their own people is a, quote, escalation of the threat to U.S. security. Now, let's explain that a little bit. Why is chemical weapons in Syria a threat to American security? Well, among other things, President Obama is concerned about the weapons reaching terrorists inside Syria. Now, a group with links to Al-Qaeda is already in Syria fighting on the side of the rebels. Meanwhile, the Syrian regime has close links to terror groups as well, like Hezbollah in Lebanon. By the way, the Hezbollah group, they've carried out terror attacks in Europe already. So, to put it simply, the more the chemical weapons end up out of their locked boxes, being moved around, getting used, the more risk there is that these awful weapons of mass destruction could actually end up in the hands of terrorists. It's like a kid's toys in a messy room. The more toys are spread all over the floor, the more likely it is for dad to trip on them. It's that simple. The more the chemical weapons are being used by the regime, the more likely it is for terrorists to maybe capture a convoy or perhaps an airbase where they're being stored. Now, imagine a poison gas attack on a New York subway or the metro in London. That's the risk of such powerful weapons reaching terrorists. So, to repeat, the conflict in Syria is currently costing you millions of your tax dollars and could cost even more. And the longer it continues, the more risk there is of weapons of mass destruction reaching terrorists who could use those to threaten you or your family. In other words, your wallet and your security are being impacted by the Middle East. Be sure to stay tuned to stay informed about how the news in the Middle East is affecting your life. I'm your host, Joshua Spurlock, with the Mideast Update.